Let's make sure it's on.
Hello? Hello?
There it is. He's there.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been 30-some years, and I definitely am still being transformed into the likeness of my Lord. And sometimes I really don't like myself. But God loves me, so that encourages me to go on. My Father loves me. I wanted to read from Yohanan, John 1. I have the Tree of Life version, so hopefully you can follow along. From John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and all things were made through him, and apart from him, nothing was made that has come into being. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overpowered it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that through him everyone might believe. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness concerning the light. The true light coming into the world gives light to every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, but the world did not know him. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. But whoever did receive him, those trusting in his name, to these he gave the right to become children of God. They were born not of a bloodline, nor of human desire, nor of man's will, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt or tabernacled among us. We looked upon his glory, the glory of the one and the only, from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, there's a lot of the Word of God. There's a great amount. I want to understand, so I know that God's word has power, and I know if his spirit is dwelling in me, that he will reveal things to me. And believe me, I need things revealed to me. So I want to go to Romans. Paul was reading out of Romans. I want to go back a few chapters and start in there's a little title in my Bible over each chapter, and this one is How God Accepts Us. This is Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 21. But now God's righteousness apart from the Torah has been revealed, to which the Torah and the prophets bear witness, namely the righteousness of God through putting trust in Messiah Yeshua, to all who keep on trusting. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. They are set right as a gift of his grace, through the redemption that is in Messiah Yeshua. God set forth Yeshua as an atonement through faith in his blood to show his righteousness is passing over sins already committed. Through God's forbearance, he demonstrates his righteousness at the present time, that he himself is just and also the justifier of the one who puts his trust in Yeshua. Where then is boasting? Is it excluded? By what principle? Of works? No. By the principle of faith. For we consider a person to be set right apart from Torah observance. Is God the God of the Jewish people only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Since God is one, he will set right the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then nullify the Torah through faithfulness? May it never be. On the contrary, we uphold the Torah. I am of the thinking, and probably that will not change, that Yeshua is the Word made flesh. And if he is the Word made flesh, then he is not just part of the Word made flesh, he is all of the Word made flesh. And Yeshua upheld the Torah. And I think the Torah is relevant to our faith in Yeshua. So with that being said, let me go to Romans 'cause the Word of God in many instances says therefore, and therefore is there for some reason. And I think that reminded me that that's where I want to read from. This is in chapter 7, but I'm starting in verse 4. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you also were made dead to the Torah through the body of Messiah, so that you might be joined to another, the one who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions came through the Torah, were working in our body parts to bear fruit for death. But now we have been released from the law, having died to what confined us, so that we serve in the new way of the Ruach and not in the old way of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the Torah sin? May it never be. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the Torah, for I would not have known about coveting if the Torah had not said, "You shall not covet." But sin, taking an opportunity, worked in me through the commandment all kinds of coveting, for apart from the Torah, sin is dead. Once I was alive apart from the Torah, but when the commandment came, sin came to life and I died. The commandment meant for life was found to cause death. Sin, taking an opportunity through the commandment, deceived me and through it killed me. So then, the Torah is holy, and the commandment is holy and righteous and good. So I don't claim to understand all that Paul is saying, but I do understand that the Torah is still relevant, righteous, good. And for someone like me who has faith in the Messiah, in which the prophet spoke about and the Torah spoke plenty of, I still find it a part of my life that God sees to also be part of that place where I am dying to the flesh and being raised anew in life. The life that Yeshua lived, and the word that he was, and the word that he believed in, his Father's word. He did nothing only but which he heard his Father speaking to him. So I hope you're encouraged by the word of God. And it's God who reveals his word to us. So if there's things we don't understand, that's okay.